Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today brings us to the last chapter of the book of Zechariah, chapter 14. We'll listen to Brian Taylor, who has been our guest reader through the book of Zechariah. Brian is vice president and general manager of Salem Communications here in Denver, Colorado. He will read the 21 verses of this last chapter of the book of Zechariah.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 14. Behold, a day is coming for the Lord when the spoil taken from you will be divided in your midst. For I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses plundered, and the women raped. Half of the city shall go out into exile, but the rest of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord will go out and fight against those nations as when he fights on the day of battle. On that day his feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives that lies before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west by a very wide valley, so that one half of the mount shall move northward, and the other half southward. And you shall flee to the valley of my mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach to Azal. And you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come, and all the holy ones with him. And on that day there shall be no light, cold, or frost. And there shall be a unique day, which is known to the Lord neither day nor night, but at the evening time there shall be light. On that day living waters shall flow out of Jerusalem, half of them from the eastern sea, and half of them to the western sea. It shall continue in summer as in winter. And the Lord will be king over all the earth. On that day the Lord will be one, and his name one. The whole earth shall be turned into a plain from Geba to Rimmon south of Jerusalem. But Jerusalem shall remain aloft in its site from the gate of Benjamin to the place of the former gate, to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel to the king's wine presses, and it shall be inhabited, for there shall never again be a decree of utter destruction. Jerusalem shall dwell in security. And this shall be the plague with which the Lord will strike all the peoples that wage war against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they are still standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. On that day a great panic from the Lord shall fall on them, so that each will seize the hand of another, and the hand of the one will be raised against the hand of the other. Even Judah will fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the surrounding nations shall be collected, gold, silver, and garments in great abundance. And a plague like this plague shall fall on the horses, the mules, the camels, the donkeys, and the beasts may be in those camps. Then everyone who survives all the nations that have come against Jerusalem shall go up year after year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feasts of booths. And if any of the families of the earth do not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, there will be no rain on them. And if the family of Egypt does not go up and present themselves, then on them shall be no rain. There shall be the plague with which the Lord afflicts the nations that do not go up to keep the feast of booths. This shall be the punishment to Egypt, and the punishment to all the nations that do not go up to keep the feast of booths. And on that day there shall be inscribed on the bells of the horses, Holy to the Lord. And the pots in the house of the Lord shall be as bowls before the altar, and every pot in Jerusalem and Judah shall be holy to the Lord of hosts, so that all who sacrifice may come and take of them, and boil the meat of sacrifice in them, and there shall no longer be a traitor in the house of the Lord of hosts on that day.
Today we take a final look at the journals that I've used from 1991, 2001, and 2011 in our journey through the book of Zechariah. Going back to that journal in 1991, I'd read Zechariah 10 through 14 on the same day, and I only made a note on chapter 10, so there's no entry on Zechariah 14. In 2001, I'd read Zechariah 13 and 14 on the same day, and I did make a note on both chapters, and I have to go back to 13 to make sense out of my note on 14, so I'll read both entries. The Hope of Israel and Jerusalem. I wrote, in that day, no more idols, no more false prophets. God will purify the earth by eliminating unclean spirits. Yea, but there will be a battle all nations against Jerusalem. God will fight for Israel against all the nations. The Lord will prevail. Hallelujah. Also in 2001, I was reading the Old Testament and the New Testament at the same time. So on this day, I also read Revelation 21, the final book of Revelation. And I wrote about the two of these readings. It's great to read Zechariah and Revelation together. Written some 600 years apart, they say the same thing. So maybe when you journey through the book of Zechariah someday, you'll read the book of Revelation with it. You might remember in the introduction of this book that we said Zechariah is one of the most quoted books of the Old Testament in the New. About 54 passages are echoed in about 67 different places in the New Testament, mostly in the book of Revelation. So again, you may want to read Zechariah and Revelation together someday. And in 2011, I was doing the same thing, reading Zechariah 13 and 14 on the same day I read Revelation. So here's what I had to say on that day. Jerusalem will go through tough times again before Jesus comes. But then Jesus returns to the Mount of Olives to defeat all nations. He will be king over the earth. 14:12 sounds like nuclear or chemical warfare. Yet those who survive will worship Jesus. And then I wrote, is this Zechariah or Revelation? Zechariah 14:2 says, for I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem to battle. Notice it says that he himself will gather the nations against Jerusalem for battle. Verse 3 then says, then the Lord will go out and fight against those nations as when he fights on a day of battle. On that day, his feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives that lies before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west. Friends, I have been there. I have stood on the Mount of Olives overlooking the city of Jerusalem. I can't imagine Jesus standing there where I stood. But in that day, there is going to be a great battle, and he is going to stand victorious on the Mount of Olives. Verse 9 tells us, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. On that day, the Lord will be one and his name one. You might remember back in chapter 13 that the Lord said, I will cut off the names of the idols from the land so that they will be remembered no more. Here in 14, he says, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. On that day, the Lord will be one and his name one. His name will be the only name left. And in that day, Jerusalem shall dwell in security. There shall never again be a decree of utter destruction against it. And I mentioned in one of my journals that verse 12 sounds like nuclear or chemical warfare. So let's look at that verse. It says, and this shall be the plague with which the Lord will strike all the peoples that wage war against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they are still standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. Has God truly given Zechariah a glimpse of nuclear warfare way out into the future? Verse 16 says, then everyone who survives of all the nations that have come against Jerusalem shall go up year after year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Booths. My English Standard Version Study Bible footnote on verse 16 says this, the nations that once came up against Jerusalem for war will now come to the city for the three annual festivals, especially the climactic Feast of Booths or Tabernacles in the fall. Zechariah envisages ongoing festival worship to renewed Israel, but broadens this to include those from beyond Israel's bounds. Zechariah the prophet heard from the Lord to encourage the people of his day to rebuild the walls of the city of Jerusalem and rebuild the temple of worship to the one true God. But God also revealed words to him that projected prophecy way beyond the time of his life and into the very future that we are part of today. He encouraged his people to get back to work. And through this prophecy, he is encouraging us also to get back to work on our relationship with him. Build new walls around your spiritual life. walls of protection that the enemy cannot penetrate, and build a new temple of worship in your life that draws you close to the Lord each and every day. The plea of Zechariah was to turn his people back to the Lord. The same plea applies to us today. Turn back to the Lord. And those who do, God will hear and turn back to you. Lord, we thank you for the challenging words we've heard in the book of Zechariah. We thank you for the encouragement to rebuild the walls of our spiritual lives, to rebuild the temple of worship in our spiritual lives. And we thank you for the promise that as we turn back to you, you will turn back to us. And we thank you for prophecy yet to be fulfilled, the truth that you will come again, your feet will touch the Mount of Olives, and you will be victorious across the nations of the world, and all peoples will worship you in that day. But as we wait for that day, might we turn back to you and worship you and you alone. To you we give all praise, glory, and honor. Amen.